Star Node 42675 in South Wales, New York. This is the NY1USL Star Node 42675 in South Wales, New York. This is the NY1USL Star Node 42675 in South Wales, New York. This is the NY1USL Star Node 42675 in South Wales, New York.
K2AAC, KC2KOO Mobile. Good afternoon, Art. How are you doing today?
Oh, not bad. My wife and my son just went to take care of the laundry. I can't do any of that anymore because I'm already on my feet. So I walk with a cane now, too. I got to tell you that. Because my diabetes, feet are numb and I got to walk myself down there.
No, sorry to hear that, Art. That's too bad. Is that going to be a long-term issue or is that something they're going to be able to work on and correct for you?
He said we're going to work on it. Try to correct it because as long as we start getting the numbers start going down, staying down, because it still dissolve on its own. So, but ever since I come home from the hospital, I was weak anyway, and I was unsure of myself anyway, and then the numbness came, and between both of them, I didn't want to take a chance.
Rather be safe and sorry, Art, that whole thing, you know, especially around Eddie, and you got so much going on as it is, don't want to make things worse.
Yeah, you said that again, for sure. Hey, I had to ask you a question. You didn't run for any kind of office in Kenmore, did you?
Negative. No, I work for the power company.
Oh, okay, because I know there was a Dave Swank that ran for something in Kenmore years ago. I was just wondering if that was you.
Negative, sir. Not me. There was a truck on it.
Oh, you're right. That's who it was. Yeah, you are correct. That's who it was. I thought it was Dave, but I think you're right. Chuck.
So you work for the power company? What do you do for the power company?
I maintain their wireless solutions, their wireless backbone. So their two-way radio systems, microwave, fiber, and some of their closed datum. So pretty much radio and data tech.
Oh, cool. Do you have to go to school for that?
I do have a degree in telecommunication, but to be honest with you, I owe a lot of it to amateur radio. Learned from a lot of real good people, and school was great and everything else, but I took more away from the people that I worked with, especially in amateur radio, were in the professionally and everything else. I'll be where I am. That's why I have a real soft spot for ham radio, because I owe a lot to it. It was more than just a hobby, so. But yeah, so yeah, I've been at about 6 years now.
Oh, cool. Yeah, all I was a custodian up at UB. I just had 30 years up there at the Amherst campus. That's what I did for a living for all those years. I retired at 55. But before that, I only had two jobs all my whole life. I worked at a photo mag company. It was called Carhartt Photo on Broadway in Buffalo. In the luxury section there. And I grew up in the luxury section. So I started working there. I worked there for 5 years. Those were the only two jobs I ever had.
Wow, that's incredible, Art. That's incredible. Two jobs and a career. That's amazing. That is amazing. Good for you. And good for you on the job at UB there and get 30 in. So that's perfect. You got to retire a little bit earlier in life than most and walk away with a nice pension.
Very true. I don't know if you know Dave. If you know Dave, I think his call sign started from the W2. I actually worked with him way back in the 70s at Carhartt Photo. He mentioned it. I don't know how he got on the subject. We were talking, and I told him, are you the Dave that I worked with at Carhartt Photo? He says, yes, I am. ZZA, that's his name. Call him. Something like that. W2ZZA. Do you know him?
Oh, yeah, I believe you're talking about Dave Halleck. Yes, I know Dave. I haven't talked to him in some time, but yes, I do remember him. Oh, that's funny. See, it's a small world.
I mean, back in 1975, I worked there from 75 to 80 at Carhartt. That's how I met him. I worked in the dark room, and he worked outside taking the slicing wheels and taking them off the rack and that, and I worked inside the dark room.
Oh, that's fascinating. That is very interesting. It's amazing how times have changed and technology's changed and all that. So, but very cool, man. Very cool. That stuff was big back then.
Yeah, I did a lot of Kodak film. I did it for Rochester Telephone. I did all their stuff. They sent it in. I was the main guy. I would crack them open in there and place them together on the machine and got them ready for Dave. Send out to Dave. I did that for, I think, 3 years. And then I also had another job when I was in there. I worked the ladies in billing, in the billing department. So I worked both of those jobs when I was there.
Wow, that's very interesting. Well, see, there you go. There you go. ago, and then, now how long have you been retired?
Believe it or not, since 2010, it's hard to believe. I think it turned 16 or 17 years I've been retired, so not so far off from 20.
Good for you. Good for you. So, that's fantastic. Boy, that's great. You were able to get one place, for that 30-year stretch and that. You know, nowadays it's getting harder and harder, with all the issues and everything going on to be able to stay at one organization like that.
Yeah, you ain't kidding. You know why, Dave? Back in 1987, now I started there in 1980. In 1987, they were thinking about getting rid of the whole custodial department and bringing in people from the outside. But we were in the union, and they couldn't do it. They tried, but they couldn't do it. Otherwise, I would have lost my job.
Well, and see, there you go. Well, luckily they were able to avoid that. And, amazing what UB is now. I mean, it is a metropolis over there. Every time I go down there, it seems like there's new buildings, and it's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Dave, I have not been down there in years. I don't even know what it looks like. I just go past it. I go past it, actually. I still see my old building, the one of the biggest ones, Cook and Hacker Hall. I still see because when I'm able to attend my grandson's hockey games, he's right at the Pepsi Center there. So I can see some of the buildings over there. That's the only way, otherwise I haven't been on campus since I retired.
Oh, wow. Very, very interesting there. Well, yeah, there you go. I mean, it's kind of its own little city now. You know, they got their own stores and shops and everything in there. And, it's amazing. You know, I mean, pretty much, the students in there could just live within the property. They got a little bit of everything, and very interesting. Well, the X group, I don't know if it's still there or not. They used to have a VHF repeater in one of those high rise towers over there.
Actually, it was on the South Campus. They had that sort of the repeater is for the 444. I mean, but they did have a radio club there. I know that. But I don't know. It might have been dissolved after a while. But they have the repeater for the 444. It's over there. I think it's on Cary Hall, I believe, on the South Campus.
Oh yeah, you know, triple four is still over there on the South Campus, but the DX Association, they had a VHF up on one of the buildings up on the North Campus. Let's say it was 147.39. I don't know if it's still there or not, but a few years ago they had that up there. Yeah, triple four is still down on the South Campus, so that's still living too.
Yeah, I go on that one a lot. I usually hang out there, but I try over here because there was nobody there. I figured I'd try here, but I didn't think I was gonna get anybody. You're the only one that I tried earlier this morning when my wife was working, and I tried to get a hose down here, and nobody came back. So I threw out my call about 3 times, and he's up.
Now, this one's normally linked into Rochester, but the link in Rochester is down right now, so they're working on restoring it, but right now it's down. So, in fact, I just linked to the Lakeshore group this morning here on this one, but so the Rochester guys, I can hear them for now, so hopefully they're able to get the link back up soon. But speaking of on the air, I gotta hop out of here. I gotta get back at it. So, but I just heard you in there. Good to hear you, buddy. And you have a great day there, 73.
Oh, Dave, you too. Also, hopefully the work day goes by fast for you. I'll say 73 is an always pleasure, man. KC2KOO.
K2AAC,
73,
and always pleasure.
Gravity,
brother. We'll catch you later.
K2AAC, KC2KO, over. This is the NY1 US All-Star node, 420675, in South Wales, New York. This is the NY1 US All-Star node.